Hi, guys. No, I'm not dead. I'm back. At least for today, I'm back. It's been about 2 months since I made the last Voice in the Wilderness video with Doug's help. And it's been, I think, about 16 months or so, a year and 4 months, since we did any of our interviews. And we need to get those started again. And people have been asking, where are you? What are you doing? How come you're not making videos? Why are you not doing Voice in the Wilderness and all this? And I've got about 20 interviews waiting, saying, excuse me, but when are you ready to start? And I get a lot of Lord of the Rings analogies going through my mind, you know, because I think all of us, you and I and everybody, is like characters in the book that have not been written. And we're writing our own script. And then eventually when the book is all written, we can take a look at it and say, wow, amazing. Look at the character I played. And you're one of the most important. In fact, you are the most important in your version of the book. So write with consciousness. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent, which I can easily do. So I made some notes about stuff I don't want to forget to tell you. It's not supposed to be like a super polished professional video, obviously. I've never learned how to do that. But there's some important things that I wanted to share with you. And anyway, the Lord of the Rings analogy thing. Remember when Gandalf got caught in the Tower of Saruman, and then he finally made it to Rivendell, and Frodo said, what happened, Gandalf? Why did you not meet us at Bree, at the Prancing Pony? And someday you guys have to read the book, or at least see the movie. It's incredible. And it's got so many parallels to what's going on in our version of the story now. The sequel, I guess you'd call it. And Gandalf said, oh, I'm sorry, Frodo. I was delayed. And, you know, yeah, he was delayed. He kind of didn't mention all the torture that he went through at the hands of Saruman. And I'm not Gandalf or anybody like that. But I can tell you why I haven't been here. I was delayed. I had to go through a year or so of intense torture without a break. Not that I wanted to do that, but that's what happened. I don't know for sure, but the only thing that makes sense is some kind of a directed frequency weapon. Because I had the symptoms of at least three different fatal diseases all at once. And it was very unexpected, of course, because I had solved all of my own health issues many decades ago. You know, I was working on it by the late 1960s. And I left the medical system at that time and figured it all out from scratch and got rid of all this, you know, what they call diseases and conditions and all this garbage that we're all subject to. It's because of things we don't understand, mistakes we're making in this system, with the physical body or in the attitude or in the belief system or whatever. None of it's haphazard. None of it's random. Nothing here is a coincidence as far as I can tell. Even the fact that the airplanes are starting now. Sorry about that. Oh, and speaking of airplanes and making videos, I have to give an acknowledgement and a thank you very much to our family at YouTube, the number one platform in size of video platforms in the world at this particular time, because usually I have to think, how am I going to make two different videos, one for YouTube and one for everybody else, the other free speech platforms that we're on that so far have not been censoring us. YouTube has been the only one that has really been censoring us and taking down our content for medical misinformation and general misinformation and, you know, just being a horrible person, I guess, because they're trying so hard to save us from free speech, and they're doing an incredible job. And I mentioned that today because another one of our videos from a year or two ago with our friend Lee Merritt got taken down for medical misinformation. It was something about the pandemic insanity and how that was increasing at the time. So that got taken down. So I can't upload this video or even a part of it or a version of it to YouTube. So thank you, YouTube. You made it much simpler. I'm not, you know, up to full function yet, and you're having, making it easier on me to do this shorter because I don't have to make a version for you. So thank you for saving humanity from free speech. It's an incredible job you're doing. Now back to the subject at hand. Late 2020, just to explain, I had this sudden knife pain in the back, like a long dagger. It's about September 2020, and then I thought, well, this must be a chiropractic issue, maybe. You know, I was doing a lot of running and working out and twisting and bending and stretching and yoga and calisthenics and all kinds of stuff, and I thought I twisted something. So I went to a chiropractor. It didn't touch it at all. It had nothing to do with spinal subluxation, you know, misplacement of vertebrae or anything like that. And by the time 2022 came along, that's when it developed into three different generally fatal diseases. So I thought, you know, you better figure this out. You better do something or you're not going to be here. And I almost was eliminated from physical existence twice. Very interesting experience. But it doesn't matter whether it was a directed energy attack, which seems normal. I mean, seems most likely. Or who knows what else. It's mostly gone now. At least 50% is gone, and it's improving. So hopefully I'll be able to start interviews, which has been another question I've been getting shortly. A lot of great people, including Lee Merritt, are waiting to come on. So I've been busy dealing with that. And the last of this series, Voice in the Wilderness videos, was about how to use the five clues that we talk about. And, you know, that was a while ago now, 2 months. No, what did I say? Yeah, seems like more than 2 months, but I guess it was about 2 months ago or a little more. Do you remember what they are? There are things indicating and demonstrating that your conscious focus and your intent and your deep gut beliefs have this massive impact on the outside environment, the so-called real world. Do you remember any of those? I wish you would use them and get benefit from them. They're just sitting there for all of us. One of them was Ho'oponopono. Another one was the Emoto water experiment. Bengston's mice, curing the mice of cancer without touching them, which was done over and over again. Gabriel Cousins' meditation citations of lowering violent crime rate in cities during a period of meditation. And then, of course, it went right back up to the regular level, but it was demonstrated the effect of the intent and focus on world peace and harmony by the meditators in this case is over and over again. That there's no question it had an effect on the behavior of other people who know nothing about what you're doing. And you're not even talking to them. They don't see you. It means, you know, when you translate this to right down to the basics, it's somebody who was planning to do a murder or a carjacking or a rape or some other violent crime didn't do it. And that was linked to the group meditation. But it was temporary and it was partial. You know, what we want, I would think, if you're in line with me on this, is you want it to apply to the world, and you want 100% drop in the violent crime, including what's being done mostly by our leaders, our so-called leaders. And we don't want it temporary. So, and that's part of why I wanted to get back here and talk to you and feel good enough to do it. This is the first day I've actually been able to. I'm sorry to take so long. I've been a slow student of how to recover from this thing, but I'm doing the best I can. The current world situation, it's just things are so intense. It's very understandable why people don't want to know, and they don't. Most people watch the news that lies all the time. If they wanted to know, they'd watch good news sources, and there's a lot of them now. Probably the most amazing long-term, it's been doing it for more than 20 years now, is more than 100 people on the crew telling the truth, admitting when they make a mistake. Incredible production is the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars and his other hosts that he's got working there too. And I get attacked a lot by supporting Alex, from supporting Alex, but that's okay. I have to tell the truth as much as I can. And part of the truth is listening to Alex Jones is one of the best news sources there is. And his other hosts are great. Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer. And the guests that they have are incredible. So when I started doing this, you know, years ago, I was thinking, you know, one of the things I wanted to do is to try to bring you honest reports on the news. Now that's being done by hundreds of people that are great. They can do it much better than I can, and they know how to make better videos. And in Alex's case, they have 100 people out working on the crew and reporters and everything. So that's not my function anymore. Mine is more commentary now and trying to be practical. You know, here's what's going on. This is what you, as one of us regular people, can do in response. Sorry for the airplane noise. I hope it's not too bad. Anyway, the biggest assault in the history of humanity against humanity and life is going on right now. In your part of the story, you know, if this is a sequel to an adventure like Lord of the Rings, it's going on now. And I should have mentioned, too, that my function now, since you've got plenty of other news sources, you don't need me to help try to do that, is not just commentary, but I'm in a unique position of working almost around the clock to try to answer some questions that need to be answered. What's aging? What's degeneration? Where's the suffering coming from that everybody's going through, connected with their physical body, that feels maybe great when they're younger, and then gradually, very gradually, at least it seems very gradual in our sense of time, it starts suffering and it starts getting a lot of pain and malfunction, and digestion stops working very well. You're not as strong. You know, this is called normal aging, and I'm saying, that's not normal. You know, we're not these helpless, limited beings. I remember, I mean, I'm sure there are other people that remember clearly and more completely than I do, but my spotty memory of who we are, where we came from, is enough to know, no, this is not normal. This is a nightmare, what's going on now. And I understand why people don't want to be aware of it, because they want to feel good. Everybody, without exception. Every creature, every good and bad person, they're all trying to feel good. Why? Because it's a subconscious memory of where we came from. We're not made out of dust. We're made out of consciousness. We're in a costume at the moment, but that's not who we are. You exist just as much and more in a way when you leave this costume and go into your next environment. But while you're here, This experiment was supposed to be like heaven on earth with everything in harmony, and it turned out to be the opposite. How can we fix that? You know, that's what I'm working on. And as far as our rulers are concerned, the ones running the biggest assault in the history of the world against humanity and all life, they have a little frustration because the fake pandemic, the COVID pandemic that they orchestrated and made believe was happening and called all the flu deaths COVID and diagnosed COVID with a fake test that can't diagnose anything, all that kind of stuff. They're disappointed. It looks like, I mean, we don't have exact numbers, but it looks like worldwide only about 20 million people were killed by the COVID vaccines, not by the COVID illness itself, which probably comes from a toxin. And we had Dr. Artis on the show to talk about that. And other people are realizing he was probably right, because it just had outbreaks in distinct areas where it looks like the toxin was spread and not everywhere in between. It didn't spread like the version of contagion that we have been told of contagious disease. So anyway, it was very disappointing, only about 20 million dead from the vaccine. And by the way, I have to make a comment on that. I don't agree with Alex Jones on everything. And one of the things that he and McCullough and all these other people say is that vaccine science is legitimate. And I'm saying, no, it isn't. If you want to start getting an idea of the total hoax of vaccines, take a look at Joy Garner's site, which is thecontrolgroup.org. And what she's done, an amazing project, was to collect data nationwide in America on people that had not been vaccinated and people that had. Every single disease, and this was before any COVID vaccines were given or announced or publicized or anything, the data showed that every major disease was wildly worse in vaccinated people than unvaccinated. And they always cite, you know, in medical school and other places, public health school, well, vaccines save the world from they do say COVID now, but like Trump says, it saved, 100 million people got saved because he developed this poison shot. That's a serious issue. But in medical school and public health school and other places, they say, well, the world was saved from polio and smallpox by vaccines. That's a complete lie. And then it's repeated, not as a lie, but just as a memorized belief by the medical students, the doctors, and the public health officials, the ones that are going to force you to shut down your business for your own good. Vaccines are good. No, they have never been good. Even if the COVID shot never happened, even if they didn't do, you know, and it's so nice to be not having to watch my language for YouTube. Sorry, I just noticed that. Vaccines are 100% harmful. That's my impression. And I'm open to changing that. Science is never settled. If I get shown that that's a mistake and vaccines are wonderful, I'll say it right away. But the honest observation that I've got after looking at it for decades, and you can read Suzanne Humphrey's book, I think it's called Dissolving Illusions, and Dr. Tim O'Shea's book called What Vaccination Is Not Immunization, I think that's the title, and others. Rima Labo has written about it. It's just so clear. So many things are clear, and we're told that it's the opposite. Vaccines are a weapon. They all have been a weapon, not just this one. But in this case, it only killed about 20 million people from this shot, so they're disappointed, the rulers. And they're planning a world war, nuclear world war, which, I mean, what can you say about that? It's malicious insanity. It's not coming from our rulers. They think they're going to get through it. Their bosses know that they're not. They're planning a world war and new pandemics, a series of new pandemics, and they're about to start. But that's not the only assault against humanity that they're doing. There are so many that we could take hours going over them, but they're really attacking the kids via the trans movement, which is complete garbage. Sorry, guys, it's complete garbage. That does not mean that people who fall for it and get into the trans identity are bad at all. You need to love those people. That could be you or me or anybody. We could be convinced that we're the wrong gender, just real easy. And the way you do it is with chemicals that change your hormone system and make your emotions change. And, you know, if you feel like if you're a girl, you feel like you're a boy or vice versa. And the other is sophisticated psychological attack, especially in kids, saying that, oh, are you uncomfortable? You don't feel happy. You're having trouble in your relationships, you know, things that everybody has to go through. They say, is this what you're experiencing? And they say, well, it's obviously because you're the wrong gender. You just need to become the opposite. And you can't do that, guys. Your body is programmed from before birth of the only two genders it's going to be. The doctor doesn't assign you a gender at birth. The public health people that are repeating that nonsense are really brainwashed. How can we be that dumb? You know, it's not low IQ. It's not a question of IQ of the people that fall for this. It's emotional. And emotions overcome logic in every case, even for you, even for me. It's just that if you're aware of it, you don't have to go along with it. And the people who have fallen for that, they have a lot of suffering in their life as a result. And they don't deserve it. Nobody deserves this garbage. Where is it coming from? You know, the public health people are not smart enough to coordinate this worldwide agenda of death and destruction. It's coming from, you know, I spent decades investigating this. At the top of the human level, there are very few families and individuals that are really administering the whole program globally in all the countries. Like the chemtrail programs, that's an assault against life. It's not just engineering climate. It's nothing like that limited. It's a death program. It's to disrupt the weather. They can't disrupt the climate yet. And you know that because if they stopped, it would snap back. But they can really disrupt the weather and call it climate change. And that's one of the biggest mind programs going on, to try to trick you into giving up your God-given rights and freedoms because it's your fault that climate change is happening. And it is man-made, the weather disruption, but it's not you. It's the people flying the jets and the people paying their salaries. So that hysteria is going well. They're also shutting down the food and energy on an accelerating basis, blowing up food plants. Now they're doing it against eggs by changing the feed so the chickens won't lay eggs. That's been demonstrated. This is amazing coordination at a global level. And the media is doing its job to make sure we stay ignorant and fighting each other and defending labels and just arguing indefinitely and blowing away our time when we could be using the time to break out of the hypnosis. And the clock is ticking. This is like, remember those old game shows, even on black and white TV? I mean, I'm one of the old people that remember that. Like Beat the Clock. Who was the host? Bud Collier. I think he wore a bow tie and he was real cheerful and he had hair, you know, with Brill Cream all over it, shiny. And he was saying, get ready. And they had this big clock up and you had to do something like, you know, I don't know, some really bizarre tasks, balance eggs on the top of a 10-foot pillar or something. And you had to do it in less than 3 minutes. And we're in Beat the Clock for real. Because all these programs that are going on against humanity, the clock is running. Open borders are destroying sovereign countries. And people that are falling for the idea that open borders is humanitarian, they're not necessarily stupid as far as IQ goes, but they're emotionally controlled to be unable to look at things clearly. And that's been one of the great accomplishments of the people in charge, which is ultimately coming from non-human levels above the humans. They've been able to make us forget common sense and just parrot whatever we memorize from them. That has to stop. The medical system, even way before COVID, was spreading injury and death, and I have lots of friends in it. And most of the doctors are great people, and the medical staffs are great. But they're in the same programming. The idea from the Rockefeller and Carnegie institutions in the U.S. around the time of the Federal Reserve starting out, it was 1912 or so, 1910, I guess, the Flexner Report. And they had the idea that, what if we could make a medical system that we take over and we make the medicines ourselves? Everybody has to buy them from us. And the medicines hurt you, so they cause a worse condition than they cure. And they don't cure anything, they just cover up symptoms temporarily. And that was a brilliant business plan. And we're in it full speed right now. That's going on. So no wonder people don't want to know. They don't want to know that all these authorities that we've been trained to trust are in a program that they don't even recognize, that they're being orchestrated to kill us. But that's what's going on. And the clock is running. It's in our hands. You know, people have been praying for God to stop it for thousands or tens of thousands of years. God apart from us is not stopping it up to now. And if God does intercede and we all get taken out of it and it stops, that's great. I accept it, of course. But I don't want to sit around and wait for that when it hasn't happened up to now and it's not happening now. People are being tortured and killed all the time. Not to mention the other... Sorry for the uneven footing here. I have to keep shifting around. Other creatures in the world, it's not only humans that are suffering. This is an attack against the entire biosphere. And it could go one of two ways. Either heaven on earth or hell on earth. And I'm sorry, but you're a key player. You're the central role in this drama. And if you keep playing it unconscious, then I don't think it's going to go well. So I'm suggesting that you wake up to your potential and do it. Nobody in history up to now has fully done it. That's why this is still happening. Lots of different religions have asked for it to stop, and it hasn't stopped. But we don't know who we are. We're walking around like zombies, parroting stuff we've memorized. No clue of who we are or where we came from. And we need that. So I'm inviting you to be the first and to start this wave of consciousness that can heal the rest of the world. And I know you can do it. So what is that? That's getting still inside yourself and recognizing, listen to all the chatter that's going on in your mind. You're living with that. How can you even have any connection with yourself or with where you came from, with God, with all this memorized chatter coming from your subconscious all the time? Makes it very difficult. You end up functioning by rote, by habit, by addiction, by memory of what you did yesterday and just do it again. My function is to tell you you're an incredible being. You don't have these limits. And that puts a responsibility on me to dig in deeper and experience these things so I can tell you from experience, yes, this is what you can get to. And I hesitated to even start making any of these videos because I haven't done that, not fully. You know, I've spent decades digging into aging and physical potential, and I mean, obviously, I haven't completely done it. It's here in my mid-70s. I've done some improvement, but you can see lines in my face and my neck, and you know, I've seen my hair's thin and it's got gray. That's not normal, okay? That is not normal. That means there are things that are being done wrong that we're not conscious of. And the system is teaching us, and the authorities, the medical authorities and others are teaching us it's normal. It's not normal. And I'm telling you that from memory, but now it's my responsibility and yours if you want to work with it and dig it out to get down to it and experience what you could be. And there's no better time to do it a year from now or 10 years from now. The global rulers are trying to wipe us out. They're literally trying to start nuclear war, and they're very close. And they're getting their other pandemics ready. So this would be a really good time if you'd like to help with this. This would be a really good time for you to do that. Not just what you could do with your physical body, which in my memory is possible for it not to age in the normal sense, the usual sense, I should say, and just stay in great shape until you're done with this lifetime, and then you leave voluntarily and smoothly without suffering. That's normal. But, you know, I don't want another belief system. I don't want you to just agree with me somebody needs to demonstrate. And you have the full ability to do that. And when you even start to do that, it's not just about your physical body. It's about your consciousness. You get quiet inside. The mind chatter stops. The constant condemnation and criticism of other people stops. Thinking about how terrible somebody else is or how you would have done it better. These are all distractions keeping you from what you need to connect to. So you get quiet inside. Mind will get quiet with you if you invite it to. And then you see in the stillness, the answers to things. And it's really interesting as you go into that. It's beyond description. But we need to do that without wasting any more time. And when that consciousness opens up and the ego fake self gets out of the way that we've all been carrying all this time, much longer than this lifetime, and that fake ego self is garbage, just drop it. It's good for nothing except wasting the rest of your life. All this pride, fake pride and ego about how great we are on a personality level, that just gets in your own way. So drop it. You know, if you find out that you're wrong about something, that's great. It means you're closer to what's true. So don't grab onto a label or a group or something and defend it no matter what, or a belief. Be open, because whatever is true is still going to be true even if it's questioned. It's not threatened. And what I'm saying, what I'm seeing we can do, and I feel like apologizing, but I'm working to the degree that I can. What I'm seeing is that we get the fake self out of the way, the ego self, all this garbage mind chatter and everything that's fake, out of the way. Whoever you are, whoever we are, we don't have to be somebody in particular special. You are special. You're fantastically amazing. But you get the ego personality out of the way, and you have the ability to channel, not like a special psychic session or something, but just everyday life. What people call God, living through you. And it's available. It's right with you right now. You're blocking it. I'm blocking it. We're holding it back. Learn how to let it go. That's a level of relaxation that we never experienced. We need it. And you can get it. You can do it. So however you want to work with that, once that gets out of the way and that light comes through, all these intimidating global ruler programs that are working toward our destruction just fade like shadows in the light. And the neat thing about it is that you lose your desire to harm or destroy the bad guys, and you say, no, I see you, just like the song in Avatar. That's not who you are. You're playing an evil role. Underneath that, you're made out of the same spirit as me. Here, I let spirit flow to you. And it's not going to be a belief. You're going to know you're connected because it's going to happen. Ho'oponopono has demonstrated little bits of it and the other parts of the five clues. So take the clues and use them. This is what I'm suggesting we do. And I'll devote everything I've got to it. And I want to do it with you. So however you choose to do that, if you're interested, please do. Please, if you saw how valuable every minute you've got is, you would never stop until it's accomplished. What I did is, starting in 2018, I put a group together with Doug's help called Planetary Healing Club. It's finished with its beta phase now. And it's meant to spread with those particular individuals worldwide that are interested. And if you happen to be one of those, I'm inviting you to join us. And we'll do the best we can, focused on this intent and this necessity to wake up to who you are, not in belief. This is a subtle difference. I don't want any new beliefs. Not looking for a new religion. Not looking for anything like that. No blind faith. I want the experience. And I think if you're one of those people that I'm talking to, that you do too. Because if you believe something and believe something and believe something and you're still experiencing the garbage of mind chatter and ego junk and all these things and not letting spirit in, spirit meaning God, then we're missing a key component, right? And that's the experience part. Not to wait till you, I think they call it dying, not to wait till you die, which is not what it's described as at all. It's just freedom from this costume, going to your next environment. But there's no reason to wait. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. However you want to do it. Don't undervalue who you are. Any of us, including you, especially you, could be the spark that starts a wave of consciousness across the world. And one of the things that this wave does, it is affects the people who are working for the system as public health authority figures, or working on weapons or poisoning the food, or the ones who are shutting down the chicken farms now, or burning up the food factories and shutting down energy, and the criminal banking system. If you're in any, the media, oh my gosh, any of those people knowingly working for lies, they can't do it anymore. If they get infected with consciousness from you, without your having to argue or say anything, which doesn't work anyway, they're gonna start to wake up. And you're gonna have, you know, the whistleblowers we've had so far are great, but they're all gonna become whistleblowers. And we're gonna see the reality of what that bumper sticker was talking about. What if they gave a war and nobody came? You're the potential spark. You know, you've been trained to put yourself down. No, you're incredible. The limits are all imaginary. Start imagining the opposite and let it in. Okay, if you want to do it with us, planetaryhealingclub.com, or write to me, richard@lostartsradio.com, if you have questions about that. And I'll try to make a video, assuming that I'm able to, where we answer some more of the questions. But really, the experience is simple. It's connecting to where you came from, to who you are, and letting, becoming a channel of that light coming through. We need you. We need you. Spirit needs you. We can see something that we've never seen in history, if you're open to it. So thank you, and I'm happy to be standing up here again out in the wilderness. Hopefully it'll keep getting better and better, and that's my intent. So I honor you. And this symbol of putting hands together, which I don't do as a rote, but as a natural response, it's like all the scattered attention, bring it into one point. And I honor you. That's what it's about. Thank you for being here in this environment with us. Let's see what you can do. Bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.